Thank you, Madam President. Montenegro welcomes the distinguished delegation of Solomon Islands. We note the efforts of government to improve the human rights situation in the country. We positively consider the adoption of some strategic documents, such as the 2070 Child and Family Welfare Act, the National Development Strategy 2016 to 2035, and National Youth Policy 2017 to 2030, recognizing the initial step towards establishing a national human rights institutions compliant with the Paris Principles. We encourage the government to seek the assistance of the United Nations, including the OHCHR, to complete this process without further delay. While we note the improvement of anti-trafficking and exploitation legislation, including all forms of sexual exploitation, forced labor or services, through the introduction of criminal liability for these acts, we also note legislative gaps that leave children vulnerable to commercial sexual exploitation and their use in illegal activities. In line with the concerns of the Committee on the Rights of the Child, we urge the government to undertake necessary measures to eliminate sexual abuse of children, criminalize sale of young girls, and bring perpetrators to justice. As we recommended in the previous cycles, we call on the government to ratify ICCPR and its optional protocols, as well as the Convention Against Torture. Montenegro recommends to Solomon Islands 1. To harmonize child-related legislation with international standards, in particular the laws on marriage, labor, and education, as well as the penal code. And 2. To adopt a human rights-based approach to disability and a comprehensive strategy for the inclusion of children with disabilities.